Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Another Keeping It 99 mini episode of Localize It. Today our guest is Sean Ast. I'm going to be calling Sean Ast, who's a podcaster, rapper, metal singer. The dude's been around. The guy's interviewed hundreds of people, so I'm a little bit nervous because I'm not that fresh in the interview game when it comes to podcasting yet. So, like, you know, he might just end up fucking schooling me. But today we're going to give Sean Ast a call, and we're going to see what Northeast Ohio metal band, past or present, is he choosing to play on the show today. Who's our badass band of the day? It's up to Sean Ast. Let's find out who he's picking.
Hello.
Hey, Sean, what's going on, man?
What up, G?
Shit, dude, long time no talkie talk.
Yeah, no, right, man? It still feels like yesterday.
It really does. It really does. Yeah, man. Thanks so much for doing this shit.
Hey, man, I got all the time in the world for Eric Eagle.
I got all the time in the world for everything right now. I'm literally just doing.
Yeah, I was wondering how your kids are doing with it. Are they like excited they don't have school?
Yeah, they're.
Or is it like? Are they like in this Generation Z thing where it's like, oh my god, losing my formative years of development.
It's going back and forth, it seems like, with them. Like, some days they're ecstatic about it, but, like, they still have to do the school stuff here, and so that pisses them off to no end.
Oh, yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah.
I already didn't do it when I went to school. I slept all day.
Right.
So fuck what I'd do if I didn't have to go. Like, fucking 10th grade, fucking math class, trigonometry, oh, I'm out.
Right.
I got 50 minutes to sleep, that class. Anyway.
Yeah. So what we're doing is I'm talking to people that have been around the local music scene over the years, and you are a great candidate for that. I mean, not only are you've been a podcaster for a long ass time, did a lot of interviews. You're a rapper, and you've been in bands, metal bands.
My new thing is beat making, man. I'm fucking beat making all day nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to advance the creativity, man. Just because I ain't out playing shows don't mean I ain't fucking in my basement next to my wrestling figures making music and shit.
That's what's up. You got to have a creative outlet, right? Like, I'm sitting on my bed right now with a microphone in my hand and got you on speakerphone. This is, it's not what I thought I was going to be doing like 10 years ago. But like, now this is my new creative outlet. This is what makes me happy.
It is one thing I love. I was thinking about it earlier where you said you have been doing it for a long time, and it's like, I remember when nobody did anything themselves. Like, people would be like, you're booking a show where, and you're bringing your own PA, and you're going to have it in a VFW hall. It's like, yeah.
Right.
Why the fuck not? And then and nowadays, it's almost like, it's subconsciously, these people nowadays, you do everything, whether it's like making a YouTube video in your kitchen and hoping fucking Billie Eilish sees it and talks about it on Kids React.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, it's all just doing it yourself nowadays, no matter what it is. I love it. I love that punk rock has infiltrated whatever the word for it is.
Right.
Ecosphere, I'm making that up, coining it now.
It's yours.
I'm glad punk rock has entered the ecosphere. Google that. Anyway, so you wanted to talk to me about music.
Music, yeah. Every day I'm talking to somebody new, and I'm asking for you to pick a song for us to play, for me to play on the show, and I would like to know why. I would like to know, like, whether it's a band from the past or the present. It doesn't even matter, as long as they're from Northeast Ohio. That's where I'm going. I'm completely I'm calling it Localize It. That's what I came up with. It's like
Localize It. Nice.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good word for the ecosphere.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Put it on a shirt. Fucking, I want it now.
ProWrestlingTees.com.
ProWrestlingTees.com. Cole Cabana.
So yeah, I mean, when you posed the question to me, you were just like, name any local band from past or present that you would like to talk about, and it probably took me, what, half a second to reply?
Yeah,
I don't know why I was so quick with it.
I don't even think I hit send. I didn't even hit send before you responded. I was just like, jeez.
Yeah, I was already there. But it's like one of those things where it took no time for me to think about somebody who's not talked about today, but was like vastly important to me in my formative years and wanting to be a vocal musician or any sort of sense of the word, whether it be like whatever type of music I wanted to get into. They were a band I was into. Like when I was in punk bands back fucking in the early 2000s, I was into this band. When I was in metal bands, they were influential on me, and so on and so forth. So the band I picked was called Sofa King Killer. Sofa King Killer. And I even wrote it wrong I was so quick to writing it, I wrote So Fucking Killer.
Yeah, you wrote So Fucking Killer. I was like, damn, he really likes them. It's just like...
Yeah, he really likes this idea. No, Sofa King Killer. Now, this band, it goes way back with me, back to Talmadge fucking... I was probably in like fifth grade, maybe, 99-ish. I went to a Talmadge talent show and saw a band there called God From Machine, and it was like I thought I was being Pantera. Like, that's what it was to be in my, 11-year-old mind. Like, I was like, this is fucking Pantera. This is amazing. And my brother came home with like a cassette. I also saw a great other bands there, like Fresh Bee and the Ghetto Horn Dogs. And, some really eclectic music from Talmadge High School. So anyway, time kind of went on. I still had this cassette, this God From Machine cassette in my collection. And probably a couple years later, I started running around with I was way into punk rock. And it's actually kind of funny because in Talmadge, there still was punk rock kids, which was really weird. Because when I moved to the city, when I moved to Akron, there was no such thing as a punk rock kid. They looked at me like, who the fuck are you? But like out in nice suburbia, we were like mad at our parents enough that we could fucking, there was punk rock kids. But anyway, there was this other band, a local punk band. I was in a band called the Anti-Hitler Heroes. Think about that. 2002, I was ahead of the fucking fuck Richard Spencer all the way back in 2002 from me, motherfucker. Everybody, this punch a Nazi thing is fucking trendy nowadays, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I was ready to punch Nazis when I was like 13. Get the fuck out of here. But anyway, so this band was called, I was called the Anti-Hitler Heroes, and there was another band called Argyle.
Mm-hmm.
And their drummer, his name is Ryan Chira. And getting to know Ryan Chira, we're talking music, and I'm like, oh, man, I love this band, God From Machine, or whatever. And he's like, oh, that's my fucking brother's band, or it went something of that nature, where he was like, oh, yeah, I used to hang out with my brother's band, God From Machine. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's my fucking favorite tape, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So hit it off with that kid, and I would just always be asking him, like, what's up with God From Machine? What's up with, and he told me, they changed their name, and they're called So Fucking Killer now. So on and so forth. Then fast forward a couple years, I moved to Akron. I'm no longer in like contact with all them. Probably by like 2003, I come across the So Fucking Killer EP. I remember what it's called. I just remember the first song is Die Like an Astronaut. And I would just play it. I was so into like Pantera and fucking, they had just put out, Superjoy Ritual?
Mm-hmm.
Was the band, and Superjoy Ritual was like mad fucking punk, you know what I mean? It was like perfect for me. It was like a kid that grew up on Pantera, but was so into punk rock and hardcore.
Right.
Like Superjoy Ritual bridged that gap. They're like my metal friends were into this shit. And then I could easily drop fucking So Fucking Killer into the conversation and play it at, and all my friends fucking were like, this is groovy as fuck. It was just groovy stoner fucking metal. They didn't shy away from that at all. I think the guy's name was Chris Tira, my bad. I didn't mention that. He's the guitar player for So Fucking Killer, was Ryan's brother. But at it, just that groovy fucking stoner metal, and then there's like the way his vocals, he sang but growled just like Phil would. Like, obviously it was not, I mean, Phil's the greatest of all time at that, in my opinion. But it was like so just, he would melodize, or whoever the singer was for Someone Could Kill Her, the way he would, I'm making up more words, melodize. The way he would add melody to the growls and shit was just like unheard of to me. And the way I wanted to sing metal, you know what I mean? It was the way I wanted to growl. When I growled, I wanted you to be able to hear that I was saying words and not just yelling at you, you know?
Right.
I wanted melody to it. And it was like at the end of the song, by like an S night, he let out the scream. It was like high pitched and takes it from the brah, brah, brah to the ya, ya, ya. And fuck it, I just like, still to this day, I think I get like chills thinking about that fucking scream, because that was like all I knew to do metal. When we went from being like a punk band, we all got way into Avril Lavigne like dying in like 2003. So we were like, fuck the metal now, you know what I mean? Yeah. That was like one of the things that taught me how to fucking be different from the bands in our scene, was taking influence from somebody like Cesar King Killer. And so on and so forth. And every time I still see Ryan and Brian Pierre ended up keeping like the legacy alive for me. Like every time I see Ryan played in a band called Stiletto for years, which is a very popular like indie rock band around here. And he also plays in the band My Mouth Is the Speaker, which is a good friend of ours with me and a bunch of my buddies. Yeah, we're all close with these guys. And so anytime I would see these guys play and see Ryan Pierre play, I'm like, that's the legacy is so fucking killer. Like, especially if I was drunk, I'd be annoying about it. But I'm just like telling this story like I am to you now, because this shit lights me up like a Christmas tree, talking about these things that you think other people aren't talking about. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I just.
I mean, like I said, that was basically it. From there, I mean, I continued to listen to heavier stuff. Like, obviously, like, I was always more influenced by the local stuff. Like, one thing I've never gotten to tell anybody from Sofa and Killer how inspirational they were to what I did musically for years. So, I mean, like, the other people in my life that were that inspirational, like the Bobby Clarks, you know, Dylan Ross, those people, even like Eric Luth, who's in Etch the Fan, like all those people I got to like hang out with, become buddies with, become close with, fully consumed. Like, yeah, I mean, they call me their brother and shit nowadays, you know. And it's like all these guys I've got to meet, talk to, become friends with, and like let them know how important they were to what I did when I was 14 through 18, 19, 20 years old, you know. And Sofa King Killer is not a band that I've ever been able to like talk about or tell how awesome they were, you know what I mean?
Dude, yeah. No, I totally get it. I saw Mike Burns, like, a few months ago, because him and Chiara, they now got a band called Radian together. And I was talking to Burns, and I was buying a shirt from him, and, like, at one point, like, I kind of, like, zoned out, and I was just like, you weren't so fucking killer. Like, holy shit. like, in my head. And I'm like, I get it. He's just a dude. Like, everybody's just dudes. But, like, yeah, like, I had, like, a moment of just, like, absolute appreciation for the music that this dude has made that was, like, part of my youth that becomes part of your DNA, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it fucking inspires you to do things the way you do it. Like, I'm sure, like, if they ever listened to, you know, Under That Sky, they wouldn't be like, oh, goddamn, that vocal representation is a direct
fucking
killer. But, yeah, I mean, it's the idea, it's the way I would take the pitches. It was the whole bending of a melody of a mid-range vocal that other people didn't do other than Pantera and stoner bands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, it's something that I was able to take into the music I did, whether it was hardcore or punk or death metal or fucking even rapping and so on and so forth, to take kind of those mid-ranges and move them around differently than everybody else did was what I was into.
Well, with that, I think we're gonna play some Die Like an Astronaut from So Fucking Killer. I got so excited when you said So Fucking Killer, like I popped, like I was like, oh shit, dude, yes. Like, yes.
Yeah, when's the last time you talked about that band? 2003? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, really.
It's one of those things, but they had that EP, and it's on Spotify. Shout that out. Like, I'm a guy like that where I search the old local bands on Spotify. Like, I see, and most of them have uploaded their shit. Like, it's dope. Like, those old records you'd buy at Record Exchange in the local section, you know what I mean? Those people are still uploading their shit. It's cool to be able to look up So Fucking Killer and listen to it still to this day, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can also find them on, they got their own Bandcamp page where you can just find the entire catalog. I think you can buy it for like $11. So, you know, that's awesome that they jumped on that one too. It's awesome for me because it made it easy for me to find the song and buy it and play it on the show. So yeah. I was pretty damn excited. Well, hell yeah, man. Well, thank you so much, dude. It was awesome fucking talking to you.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Stay healthy, my friend. Keep your family safe.
All right, man. You do the same, brother.
All right, man.
All right, peace. We'll be right back.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.